Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
I am doing well. How are you?
Doing great, my friend. Today, we've got a pretty good topic. You know, actually, the very first topic that Tim and I had for WP the Podcast was where to learn WordPress. And Today's topic is very similar to it, and I wanted to kind of come back to it and circle back, you know, 118 episodes in. You know, The title of today's episode is How and When We First Learn WordPress. I wanted to talk about this topic because it is a new year. A lot of people are in the mindset of planning out their year, things they want to learn, and I just thought, you know what, why not talk about it? Why not let people know how and where we continue to learn WordPress and things like that, and maybe it'll help them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and it's always good to, I think, almost to kind of reflect and, you know, for us to kind of look back at how we learned, because for one, we can see how far we've come, which is a confidence booster. And then two, you kind of remember, you know, that being in that stage of learning. And I think that's important because you never want to get out of that learning mindset. You know, obviously I'm not learning the beginnings of how to, you know, use WordPress. My learning has evolved into different things, but I think, you know, being a learner and continuing to learn and better yourself is a skill that will take you very, very far in life, no matter what field you're in, but especially in technology.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Yeah, like you said, especially in technology, where today it's one thing and tomorrow it's completely changed. So how and when I first learned WordPress was a little over 4 years ago. I was just trying to help a friend out, you know, and he needed a website, and I found this thing called WordPress, and there was just an immense amount of documentation online. And, you know, when I say documentation, let me throw YouTube videos into the lump sum of documentation, because I really dislike reading to learn things. I'm a visual learner. I've always been a visual learner. If I see it being done, it helps me greatly. And YouTube has some amazing tutorials on how to build WordPress websites. Now, there are thousands, tens of thousands, if not more, videos out there. WordPress is a very large platform that has many different themes. You're going to find this out if you're brand new to WordPress. It consists of, you know, many different themes out there. If you're not new to WordPress, you know exactly what I'm talking about and stuff. So even those themes will have specific tutorials on how to learn that theme. So, you know, it's just a great, great resource. And that's kind of where I started, you know, was YouTube. And then I graduated to Facebook groups, and, you know, meeting people like Tim and picking his brain because he was a little bit ahead of me in certain things, and he didn't mind helping. So, you know, finding the community and stuff, and a lot of communities have local now. So I'm not going to steal all of the great ideas and stuff. I'm sure Tim's going to kind of parallel mine some, and I'm afraid that I'll take all of them, and I don't want to do that. So I'm going to let Tim.
Yeah. So I found WordPress. This was back in 2011. My first job out of college, I was working at a SEO company, and I was very new into internet marketing and into the whole, you know, digital world of websites and everything. I've always been somewhat tech savvy, but it was all new to me. And so I was logging into some of our client sites to do some of the SEO tasks that we had to do. And so that's what kind of was my first experience with WordPress. And I was like, okay, I know I've heard of WordPress. I always thought it was just like a blogging tool, but apparently companies have sites on WordPress. And then kind of through that, I learned about some of these blogs that were making, you know, millions and millions of dollars. And I thought, you know what? I think it would be fun. I'm going to start a blog. And so I went through the whole process of Googling, and found pretty quickly that WordPress is what you needed to have your website or blog on. And so I then searched for different themes and came across Elegant Themes. And at the time, they had like 80 themes for $39 a year. And I was like, for great design themes, it doesn't get any better value than that. And so I signed up. And ever since then, it's kind of just been learning as I go. Lots of Googling, lots of reading blog articles, some YouTube videos as well, as David mentioned. But I'm not the type of person that, like, I went through college and I got my degree and everything, but I don't learn well in the lecture format. I learn by doing. And so for me, it's what do I need to learn to get me to this next step? And then I do that, figure it out, watch some tutorials, okay, and then come across another hurdle. Okay, what do I have to learn to get me to this next other step? And then Google and find different ways. And so for me, that's always how it's kind of been, is learning the next thing and the next thing and the next thing until I figure out how to get to where I eventually want to go and have that website the way I want it. And then so once I did that a couple of times, then I realized, hey, I'm getting pretty good at this. I could do this for a living. I could have people pay me to build them websites. I've got this process down, and I know how to find information when I don't know how to do something, or I know how to outsource to someone else. And so once I kind of learned those skills of how to find information, it was like limitless of what I could do, you know, with building websites. Because there's, with WordPress, with so many resources out there, there was never a shortage of information or tutorials and so forth, different forum posts that would come up with Google searches. So that would be my encouragement. If you're just getting started, don't be afraid to Google stuff. You will find the answer, if it's something with WordPress, at least.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, Google is, oh my God, what can you not do with Google, Tim? I mean, I feel like I could build a rocket ship with Google. You know?
You probably could, yeah.
And I am not a rocket scientist, people. Let me tell you, I'm not. You know, 4.5 years ago, I was not a web developer. And 4.5 years later, I have a thriving WordPress business that produces custom websites for clients, pretty large ones. We've done websites for clients all over the world, much less in my little local town where I started, all over the United States, all over the world. We also create products for WordPress, which I would have bet everything and then the house that would not be possible. And that's been possible as well. And I did it all by just YouTube and Google and community and the WordPress community, which is open source. And it's just been a fantastic ride. So yeah. I think that about covers it all for me, Tim.
Yeah, that's everything I wanted to say. I think the moral of the story is Google and YouTube.
Google and YouTube. Google and YouTube. Which, Google owns YouTube, just saying.
Yeah, I was going to say Google's the number one search engine in the world, and YouTube is the number two search engine in the world. So.
That's right. All right. Well, thanks for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. Don't forget to head on over to our website, wpthepodcast.com, and check out today's show notes for episode 118, How and When Tim and I First Learned WordPress. And remember to like, subscribe, and review our podcast wherever you listen to us, because, hey, that's how more people get to find us and they get to learn WordPress. So until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business toward success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.